Yes, to David Adelson, who's been sponsoring all these shiurim, Ruli Nishmas. He's very, very close to a father. We remember and miss Rav Shlomi Yehuda Aryeh ben Rav Yom and David Zichron Levroch and the Shem Shavon Aliyah. During this year, we've spent some time going over the halachas of our focus, in which I want to begin to spend some time over the next shiurim, going over some of the yisaidus of Basa B'Cholov. Instead of doing all kinds of exotic, interesting topics, which is fun, since it's always interesting to learn, but I think that we literally need to work on some of the meat and potatoes, not meat and milk, but meat and potatoes, and I'm going to especially be focused, not on all the halachas of it, the things that happen, you know, when there's drops of milk flying around the kitchen, but more the issue of separation, so the dinim of waiting between meat and milk. So I thought that the best time to launch that would be Erev Shavuos. And to talk a little bit, to combine a little bit the hachanas for the yontif with a discussion of the minhag of having melchigs on Shavuos. And this will be sort of a hachana hakdama, then we'll get into halachas in future shiurim. The Ramaz and Tav Tzadik Dalet. Hilchos Shavuos is very small. What's Hilchos Shavuos? The Ramaz and Tav Tzadik Dalet, Siv Gimel, brings the minhag to eat ma'achali cholov, to eat melchigs on Shavuos. The Yom Rishon Shal Shavuos. Obviously, as a cell, it is only one day. But the Ramah is talking about in Golos that the minig is to eat ma'achole chole b'yom rishon shel shavuos, and he says something which has caused a tremendous amount of confusion, speculation, wonder. The reason he brings is that it's zeichel l'shtei halechem, to the mitzvah of the offering of the shtei halechem on shavuos. It's very unclear what's the connection between having milchigs and shtei alechem. So I know that this is a big jump in history and time, but Rav Moshe spoke about it. In Igros Moshe, in the first chelek, Siman Kuf Samach, Rav Moshe writes that since we have on Shavuos a yontif where there's a din to eat fleishigs, and we eat ma'achole chalav, we also have a minhag to eat milchigs. So the reason the Ramah says that this is zeichel l'shtei halechem, that this reminds us of the mitzvah of the shtei halechem that was brought, the two loaves, the special offering that was brought on Shavuos, is because there's a din that when you're eating a sudas cholov and a sudas basar cannot be eaten milechem echad. Those of you who learned Yeridaya, you recall that you're not allowed to use one loaf of bread for a sudas basar, for a meat meal, and for a milchis meal. There has to be cut, separated, we'll talk about that. But there has to be a distinction between the lechem that's used for a sudas basar, and the lechem and the loaf of bread is used for sudas chalav. You cannot use one loaf to have by the fleishig meal and the same loaf you're cutting from by the milchig meal. You can't do that. So therefore, Moshe said that by eating chalav, listen to this, that by eating a milchig meal on Shavuos and then having afterwards a fleishig meal, that forces us to have two loaves of bread. And because of that, it's a zeichel l'shtei halechem. That's what Moshe writes, which is a brilliant insight. The Pri Chodesh, already back then, wrote that he calls the explanation of the Ramah, this tam of the shtei halechem, the Pri Chodesh says, it's a tam chalosh. It's a weak explanation. In other words, there's an ancient minhag to eat milchigs on Shavuos. Everybody's scrambling to figure out why. So the Ramos says Shtei Alechem. Rav Moshe explains why Shtei Alechem. That the Milchig's meal forces you to have two loaves of bread. The Prichodu says it's a Tam Chalos, the Shtei Alechem. But really, the reason is as follows. That in Shir Shirma says, Dvash V'cholov Tachas L'shamnech. The Torah is compared to honey and to milk. Dvash V'cholov Tachas L'shamnech. Therefore, on the day of Matan Torah, on the day of the giving of the Torah, and the Torah is compared to Dvash V'cholov, therefore the Prichodu says, and it's brought down the Kolb on other places, so the Minigis Tid Milchig is on the day of Dvash V'cholov. By the way, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Tav Tzadik Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah, they bring that in certain places the Minig was also to have honey on Shavuos, because it says Dvash V'cholov Tachas L'shaynech. The Magen Avraham brings, as he often does, from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Magen Avraham says that we know that Apid the Zohar HaKadosh, the 7 weeks of Sirius Omer correspond to the 7 clean days, the woman to prepare to be able to go to the mikveh. This is very well known. The 7 weeks and the 7 days, the Shiva Nekiyin. And the Gemara Brach and Bechoyrus and Avav tells us Dam Nerkar Venasa Cholov, that where the milk comes from. In the body, the milk comes Dam Nerkar Venasa Cholov, that the blood is transformed in that part of the body of nursing. The blood is transformed into milk, it becomes the milk that is used for nursing. And the Zohar tells us the difference between milk and blood is that whereas blood is Midas Hadin, milk is Midas Harachamim, Midas Harachamim. And over the course of the 7 weeks, Hashem Kivyachol becomes, as Chazal tell us when he gave us the Torah, that he became a Zokei Moli Rachamim, to give us the Torah, a compassionate old king, that he gave us the Torah. And this transformation from Din, which is blood, that becomes milk, Cholov, takes place Shavuos. And that's why the Magen Avraham says we have a minhag to drink, to have milchik's food on Shavuos. This, the 7 clean days, Ki'ilu, the blood, like the woman who has blood, that the 7 clean days, the blood is transformed into, from Din, the blood of Din is transformed into the Cholov, the milk of Rachamim. So on Shavuos, after the 7 weeks of Sirius Omer, the dinim, all of the suffering and the difficulties of Mitzrayim, is transformed into Rachamim, into Cholov, and therefore on Shavuos we have milchiks. The Mishnah Berurah brings b'shem. He says b'shem Godel Echad. The Mishnah Berurah brings b'shem Godel Echad. Probably the reason that is best known, that when we came back from Kabbalah Torah, after we received the Torah, so we didn't know what to eat, because if it was going to be like to have a good pastrami sandwich, I mean, after Kabbalah Torah, you'd think we'd have a nice Suda. So you'd have some baka of Etzayim to eat something, fleishiks. The problem was, after Har Sinai, we received all of these halachas of Shechita, Nikur, Trebring, taking with the veins, all the halachas of Melicha, of salting meat, and so on. And we didn't have Kalim, the Chavetz Chaim brings B'Shem God Lechem, we didn't have Kalim that were Ksherim, that were kosher. So we didn't know all the halachas, how to shecht, and how to salt, and how to prepare meat. And what are we going to do to kasher or the kalim to have a big shir, to chazer over all the halachas of kashering the kalim? So therefore, Lufi Shah, on that day, by Kabbalah Torah, they had no choice but to eat milchiks. Which confirms my belief that if a person has a choice, why would he have milchiks? So they had no choice. They couldn't eat fleishigs. By the first Yom Tov of Shavuos, they couldn't eat fleishigs. They didn't know what to do. They got all this new stuff now. They didn't know what to do. They're Pinchas Karetz, and anybody Pinchas is Rufa Pinchas Karetz, at the edge that we know that Kabbalah Torah is on Shabbos. So even if they knew the halachas of Shechita, you can't shecht on Shabbos, you can't kasher kalim on Shabbos. Kabbalah Torah is on Shabbos. So there's no Hagalas Kehen, there's no Shechita. So but the Leis Breira, you couldn't make a regular Yantiv meal of Fleishigs. So the first Shavuos that ever took place, they had Milchigs. That's brought down Mr. Bur B'Shem Gad Lechad, and many, many others that bring this also. I remember from the Chassam Sofer, I remember hearing in the name of the Chassam Sofer, there's something along these lines that I brought in the Drashas. Because he talks about it in a few places in the Drashas. The Chassam Sofer said that before Matan Torah, cholov, milk, was also to Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach could not have milchigs. It's interesting. Bnei Noach, before the Torah was given, milchigs was forbidden. Nobody was able to have milchigs. Milchigs had the status of Avim and Achai. Avim and Achai, Bosim and Achai, it was a part of the cow. It was a part of the animal. It had a din of Avim and Achai. Everybody knows that one of the seven mitzvahs is you can't eat from the living animal. You can't eat something from the living animal. Before Maimon has seen it, before the Torah was given, milchigs was forbidden as part of the animal as Avim and Achai. And therefore, it's only as a result of the Torah being matir, that the Torah permits us to have milk, permits us to have milchigs. And the Nailah became, since it was permitted to yourself, it became permitted to Bnei Noach, because there's a rule, a principle, that if something is, it can't be that something is permitted to Jews, and something, hold with the questions a little bit, something is permitted to Jews and something should be forbidden to Bnei Noach. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer said that it's because of that day of Matan Torah that the Torah was given. It's because of Matan Torah that milchigs became permitted, to demonstrate that on the day of Shavuos, Bnei Yisrael were upgraded from the status of Bnei Noach to Bnei Yisrael. We eat milchigs because the chiddush of Maimon HaSinai was mechadish that a Jew is not a Ben Noach. And the Torah is matir, chol of macholi, chol of milchigs. The mimeila became mutter for the whole world. But that's the Chassam Sofer says, that as a result of Kabbalah's Torah, he has other things he says in Kabbalah, in the rest of there's more Kabbalah things, but as a result of Kabbalah's Torah, we're able to have milchigs, and therefore we eat milchigs and shuas to remember this. Ke'ein this svara, along the lines of this svara, the Gemara there in the Choris and the Avav that talks about the mother's milk, the cow's milk, and so on. The Gemara in Becharis has a pilpul. We no longer cholov shari. The Gemara asks in Becharis, why are we talk allowed to have milchigs? In other words, misvara, apisvara, one would say that it should be also of Eivim and Achai or Bosim and Achai. It should be also, it should have a din of Eivim and Achai. Or it should be bosom and achai, something that's part of the animal, and it should be also. So the Gemara, one of the yalfusas, one of the ways of learning that the Gemara has there in Bechairis, is in the Osir Achmada Bosom Achalav. Listen carefully. Since the Torah tells us clearly in three places, also Vashal Gediba Chalevimai, the Torah tells us clearly that what is an Isir of Bosom Achalav. So since the Torah tells you can't have basa b'cholov, Shema Amini, we learn from there that what? The cholov l'chuda, sorry. I mean, that we can learn from that milk itself is okay. Meat itself is okay. The Torah says, Lo savaso gediba chalev imay. You can't have basa b'cholov. But cholov l'chuda, sorry. The cholov itself is permitted. That's one of the ways the Gemara learns that milk is mutter. Again, you can look in the Gemara there. We're not going to go into the Pratim of the Sugya, but that's what the Gemara learns there. Again, so it's because the Torah was given on Har Sinai, and these limudim, that we're able to have milchigs at all. There's a chiddush of the Torah. I would have thought that perhaps Cholov continues to be an issue, a problem of Avim and Achai. The Torah comes along with whatever the Svara is. There's another Svara that, since it says in the Torah, the Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash, it's a land that's flowing with milk and honey, so Mestamer, milk is Mutter. Or else, what's the Shevach? What are you saying? It's a land that, you wouldn't say it's a land that's flowing with bacon and ham. It's flowing with milk and honey, because you're allowed to have milk and you're allowed to have honey. These are delicious foods that we eat. So that's another limud, that milk and milchigs is permitted. So whatever the limud is, the bottom line is that the bottom line is that because of the Torah, there's a chiddush that I would have said that the Isra of Avram Lachai persists. It continues on. Milk is part of the animal. So I would think there's an Isra. Because of the Torah, whatever the limud is, Eretz Zavos Chalav Dvash, Dam Nek V'Nasa Chalav, whatever it is. But because of the Torah, there's a chiddush that the Torah tells us that no, even the Alpi Svarah, it should be a problem of Avram Lachai. Kamash Malon, the Torah came and taught us that you're allowed to have milk. Therefore, because of this chiddush of the Torah, a whole new line of food, of appetizers will open up to Klal Yisrael. And in order to celebrate this and to remember this as a chiddush of the Torah, that this change took place, which is a serious big change, that we're allowed to eat machol lecholov. Therefore, every shuas, the minig is to eat machol lecholov. Is there something, Lazy, you want on this nekuda? Just very quickly, that we have a lot.
Okay. How would the story that milk wasn't,
for me to
say, explain
Avraham
Avinu giving milk?
We'll talk about Avraham Avinu in a few minutes. Okay, we'll talk about Avraham Avinu. So, the Bnei Sascha, and here's a very interesting, we find that a lot of Chassidus Shusram talk about this, both in Chassidus and in Halacha as well. The Bnei Sascha brings a fantastic thing. He brings, once years ago I spoke about this Taisus Yontiv. The Taisus Yontiv in Brachas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, the Taisus Yontiv asks, why is it that by Birchas HaTorah we say Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Yud Kei Vav Kei Baruch Es Havaya Baruch Yud Kei Vav Kei Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, but by benching we say Nevarach Elokeinu Shechal Mishlo. Why is it that by Birchas HaTorah we say the Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that by benching we say Nevarach Elokeinu Shechal Mishlo? And b'chlal by all Birchas HaNenin Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. Why is that? So he brings the Tesis Yantiv brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zon Umar Farnes, that Hashem gives the world food that He gives us to eat, he says that's not a chesed, that's Mitzad Adin. Mitzad Adin. Parents have children, Mitzad Adin, they have to take care of the children, you have to give the kid to eat. It's not a chesed. As a person, you created the world, and you created human beings in this world, and you created animals and so on. So it's your world. Hazanim ufarnes, you have to be Hazanim ufarnes. Ikadim, mitzaradin, your responsibility to take care of what you created. That's your world. So therefore, the Tosfos Yontif says, since hadin noisein, since alpidin Hashem kivyochol is responsible to feed the world, that's why we say nivarech what? Elokeinu shechal mishalo. Because nivarech elokeinu, elokim is what? Midas Hadin. Elokim is Midas Hadin. And Mitzar Hadin, Hashem has to be Zanes, Zon, Mufarnes, the world. He has to feed and give food and take care of the world. Masheni Kain, the Tosfos Yontif says, Asher Baruch HaBonim Mikol HaAmim, that Hashem is Baruch chose us from among all the nations. Asher Baruch HaBonim Mikol HaAmim, Nosol HaNavis Tarasai, Tosfos Yontif says, that's Mitzar Achesed. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, even though there are other things that Hashem could have found about us that are not necessarily, that were not 100% worthy, but that Hashem chose us to give us the Torah. So he says, that's not that he's obligated, that's mitzad chesed. That's the meaning of olam chesed yibar. That's a chesed from Hashem. So the Tosfos Yontif says, that's why by Birchas Torah we say, Baruch es Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Baruch es Hashem HaMavarach. But by eating, which is mitzad din, that Hashem kivyochol is chayiv, we say nevarach elokeinu. On Shavuos, therefore the Bnei Sascha says, that on Shavuos we eat ma'achol echolav, since throughout the Zohar Kaddish, as I mentioned before, milk, lovan, white, is midas achesed, is chesed and rachamim. Therefore, since the holy neftira is midas achesed, the minig is to eat milchis on Shavuos. And he brings there that lahagid baboike chazdecha, the first three letters of lahagid baboike chazdecha spells cholav, milk. Since the eating of milk is chesed, midas a chesed, that we receive the Torah is a chesed, and Shavuos the Bnei Sascha says the whole avoid of Shavuos is to be thankful to Hashem that He gave us that he gave us the Torah, which is the greatest gift we could possibly have. It's a chesed. He didn't have to give it to us. Even the Kiddush Kashrus, why didn't he have to give it to us? We're not going to be mefalful in that. It's a chesed. Therefore, the minig is to eat milchigs on Shavuos in order to commemorate that chesed, that kindness of giving us the Torah. That's what Nais also brings up to the Tosfos Yontif. Now, the Behetiv brings the Ramah, the Shtei Lechem, to remember the Shtei Lechem, again, the mysterious Shtei Lechem thing. The Behetiv brings that. And he adds, Rishamati, we'll talk about a few more reasons later on. But for now, let's go a little bit into the Michig's Fleishig's order, the Inyim of the Subis on Shavuos. So Behetiv brings, he says this, Rishamati Sha'ochlim Cholov V'Acharkach Basar. Behetiv says, Rishamati, I heard that you eat first milchigs, and then you eat fleshig. So remember, we're working with one day. We're talking about Shavuos Midaraisa. One day of Shavuos. I'm not talking about the second day, because everything still happens. The problem, you have 2 days. We're talking about one day of Shavuos. V'shamati sh'oichlum cholov, I heard that first you have milchigs, v'charkach basar. The loik, this goes back to what Lazer was asking, the loikim ha'isha also ha'malochim eitzel Avraham. Not like what happened with the malachim of the angels in Parshas Vayeru that Avraham Avinu. Sha'ochel basar b'cholof. But the angels ate basar b'cholof, meat and milk. Shabavur azeh, nitna Torah liYisrael. That's why the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael and not given to the malachim. Now you know, the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches, the whole Gemara about Maimon Har Sinai, everybody remembers there was a big vikuach between the angels and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the angels believe that the Torah really belongs in Shemayim. T'na hoid chol Shemayim. That's what the angels tell you. T'na hoid chol Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do, and Hashem told him, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and the answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a whole vikuach with the malachim. And we were zarcha, the Moshe Rabbeinu won. Hashem Adonainu ma'ad yishim chol v'chol ha'aretz. That the Malachim held the Torah should be in Shemai, and in the end, ma'ad yishim chol ha'aretz, that the Torah was given to us here in this world. The Shita Mekubetzis brings a Yerushalmi that part of that inyan that was going on with the angels, with the Malachim, which is a very deep thing. Again, you could either learn it like we learned it when we were in first grade, or you could try to learn things on a deeper level. What's going on with Malachim and arguments? It's a very, very deep inyan. Mr. Mashulis, maybe between Mincha Ma'arvot, they'll talk about that. But this whole vikuach was. But the Shita Mekubetzis brings in the name of the Yerushalmi, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim when they had this taina that we deserve the Torah. It's not Hoichal Shemayim. The Torah is a very deep spiritual thing. It belongs with us. So the Yerushalmi that the Shita Mekubetzis brings, that Hashem said, Ein atem ruim lekablo. You are unworthy of receiving the Torah. Ein atem ruim lekablo. Why? Shemiyat tinaik bami beis ha-sefer. Listen to this. When a little kid comes home from cheder, his mommy gives him some milk to have, to drink. And then afterwards, when he's going to have fleishigs, he doesn't have them together. He has, mommy gives him a little bit of a snack, he has some milk. He washes his hands, he's done with the milk. And then he has afterwards, he has a nice meal, he has fleishigs. But you, the Malachim, when you went to visit Avraham Avinu, you went and you had Bosa B'cholof. You had meat and milk together. Bosa B'cholof. K'dechsiv v'yikach chema v'cholof. Okay, together with the Bosa that was given, with the Boka, v'yikach Boka. So you had milk in flesh, you had Bosa B'cholof. Therefore, I'm not giving you the Torah. Danana kishkis. I'm not giving you the Torah. You had Bosa B'cholof. Every little yingle, every little cheder yingle knows that you can't eat meat and milk together. And you don't even know. You don't know. You have Bosa B'cholof. You ate Bosa B'cholof by Avraham Avinu.
Well, he gave it to them. It's
so because Moshe Sidon was going to ask this question many, many years in the future. There were tzaddikim who spoke about this. Hashem. Spoke about this a long time before we were all born, before all of us together were born. But I'll I'll just mention something from a recent great person of a Shiva who I was there to meet a few times. Reb Simcha Zissel, the Shiva of Chevron. So Reb Simcha Zissel explains that it's obvious that Avraham Avinu, who was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, we know even Eretz Havshil, and he kept everything. Their ices, even the future, their abundance, whatever. That there's no question that Avraham Avinu did not cook together Basar B'Cholov. When you read it in Chumash, you could easily make that mistake. And it's not possible, as some Sefer talks about this, Ksav Sefer talks about all the Svarim, the Arachayim HaKadosh, all talk about this. It's not possible that Avraham Avinu made a Suda of Basar B'Cholov. First of all, the Etzim HaBishul, even if you don't eat it yourself, you're not allowed to cook Basar B'Cholov together. Aleph. Beis, everybody knows that Basar B'Cholov is also Bahanah. That means to feed somebody Basar B'Cholov. You can't do either. Even if you don't eat it, you now have to give it to someone else and have the Hanah to give to your guests. You can't give Basar B'Cholov. Can't have Hanah. So then, what's going on over here with the Bakar and the Chema and Cholov? What's going on with this meal in Pashas V'Yair? So Reb Simcha Zissel, the Chevron Shashiva, says, Eloizis Pshita. The Malachim are not talking about that it doesn't say in Chumash that we're talking about something Basar that was Mavushal B'Cholov. We're not talking about meat that was cooked in milk. We're talking about Basar B'Cholov that was eaten B'Suda Achas. That there was a meal. There was a meal of Cholov and of Basar. Where there was Milchigs that was eaten first. Right? That's not a problem. There was Milchigs that was eaten first. And in the same Suda, without any Hafsaka, this was going to lead us straight into Shavuos. In the same Suda, without any Hafsaka, Avraham Avinu served meat. They didn't make, the Malachim had the choice to make Hafsaka. In other words, there was a meal that was prepared, a Suda that was prepared, of Milchigs first, and then Fleishigs. And here the Rashiv explains that every little boy in Cheder knows, that between Milchigs and Fleishigs there needs to be Hafsaka. That's why it says in the Yerushalmi, he has milk, Noitel Yadav, he goes and washes up. Mistama means he also reaches out his mouth, he washes up, Noitel Yadav, he makes a Hafsaka, and then he eats Basa. Not that you have Basa B'Cholov B'Suda Achas. You make a Hafsaka, the child goes and washes, every child knows you have to wash your hands between the milk and the meat. So the Malachim were not Makabal the Torah, because of this Aveira, and the Chassam Sofer and others explain that the point here is that the Torah was given to Am Yisrael because Am Yisrael is ready and willing to keep everything Midereisa and every single thing Midirabanan and all of the Minhagim that were going to be given in the future. Everything is included in Asa V'Nishma. And the Malachim are over on this Issa Drabanan, on this Drabanan, that there should be a Hafsaka between milk and meat, that every simple Jew, even a little boy in Cheder, knows this. And therefore, this was a way to show that the Malachim are not Ru'uyim, they're not worthy of Kabbalah's term. Of course, it's a much deeper Indian, and we'll talk about that on Yantiv. It's a game over here. You didn't learn that, you don't know that. The Malach doesn't know, it's not the Malach's fault, but the Malach doesn't know it. But obviously there's something very human about this, and Hashem is saying that Malachim are excluded from this very private, intimate club that includes in it all of these menhagim, all of these dinim deraisa and rabbanim, that's not part of your reality. Because on a deeper level, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim is, do you know what a Yetzirah is? Do you know what it means to have a Yetzirah? Did you ever have to be slaves in Egypt? And so on. We'll talk more about that in Yantiv. But, yeah. Okay, so there are many different explanations. There are many answers. That's one of them, that the Malachim didn't eat. There are many explanations. Now, we'll talk about this a little bit more in a second. The Magen Avraham, over there in Tav Tzadik Daled, Sif Katan Vav. So he brings the Seder, but how do we eat milchigs on Shavuos? What do we do? So he says that you eat first a Sudas Chalav. First you have on Shavuos, you have a Sudas Chalav, a milchigs meal. The understanding, the simple pshat the Magen Avraham seems to be just talking about on the day of Shavuos. So it sounds like you have a milchigs meal, and then afterwards you have fleishigs. And the Magen Avraham brings that it's not necessary to bench in between. It's not necessary to bench in between. We're not talking about if you had gvina kosher, of course, if you have hard cheese. But if you have milk, milchigs, and you have, he says, afterwards you have fleishigs, and it's not necessary to make a hafsaka. It's not necessary to make a hafsaka. What is necessary is you just have to take a mapa acheres. Now we're going to talk about all these things about the b'chalav. You have to clean the table, right? You had milchigs. You clean the table from the milchigs, and you put a different tablecloth, or you eat on the other side of the table, or you put out a tablecloth on top of this tablecloth. You have a mapa acheres. But the chiddush is that you don't have to bench between the milchigs and the fleishigs. You don't have to bench. It could be a suda achas. It could be one suda. You just clean. There could be one suda between milchigs and fleishigs. The behetiv brings on this din. The behetiv brings from the shiari anshei knesses hagadolah, and he writes the following: Ani noheg lechol dvash v'chalav. Here's again with the dvash, right? The behetiv. And you know, lechol, I had the custom to eat honey and milk, dvash v'chalav. U'mevarech birchas hamazon, I bench, and then v'orichol baser. Then to wash again, and to have a fleishig suda. That the behetiv brings the minig, and the shlach kodesh brings us down lahalacha. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, and he paskins lahalacha. Listen to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. V'yizar likach mapa acheres kishereitz lechol baser. You have to be careful to put out another tablecloth, to clean up and put another tablecloth after you finish the milchigs, before you have the fleishigs. Ve'ein sarach lahafsik bebirchas hamazon. The Mishnah Berurah says you do not have to. It's a kula. You do not have to have a separate suda. It could be the suda achas. You do not have to say birchas hamazon. It may not echol gvina kasha, unless if you have hard cheese, because then you have to wait. Elo what? The Mishnah Berurah says, yikaneach piv, rinse out your mouth from the milchigs. You have a separate mapa, separate tablecloth. Yikaneach piv, rinse out your mouth, viyadiach, and wash up. Kedi'isa b'yerdei simen peites. As it says in Yerdei, which we're going to learn, simen peites. So the Mishnah Berurah is more makel than the behetiv. The Behetiv says that you should bench between the milchigs and fleishigs. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, and that's what the Shlosh says. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that you don't have to bench between the milchigs and fleishigs. You just have to change the mapa, the tablecloth, and to rinse out your mouth and to wash your hands, and you can go straight into the fleishigs suda. Now on this, the Be'emayim Chaim in Parshas Vayera, going back to Avraham Avinu. On the pasuk veika chema v'chalav, on that pasuk. So listen to Be'emayim Chaim. He brings the halach. The Be'emayim Chaim is a goyin olam. He's a big pasuk, and he brings and he says, "Ki Avraham Avinu b'roiv cheskei lemitzvah," because Avraham Avinu has such a powerful cheshek, such a strong longing to be mekayim the mitzvah of achnasas arachim. Lo hayasoydul sheyeshu arachim af shah achas b'lei mozun mishnah. That like my mother, she should be well, couldn't stand to see that the guests should sit even for a second without some food in front of them. And he wanted to have them eat something while they were waiting. Shouldn't be like this big break. So listen. Therefore, before the main meal, before the fleishigs, before the main suda, He brought an appetizer. Havilas name chema v'cholov. He brought milchigs. Lechol koydim asher yisakin abasa, because as you see in Chumash, it takes time to prepare the fleshigs, the meal. So he needed a little bit of time for sari menu to get everything ready. So in the meantime, he brought out some milchigs. And how's it possible? We learned that by Ben Noach, milch is Eivim and Achai. So that goes back to the question, the process Rachim brings us. There's Avraham Avinu have a din of Ben Noach, and he's okay. I'm not going to go into that right now. So the Berman has like this. Uben Gvina Labasa Ein Sarach L'Shais Klau. Between cheese, between milchigs and fleshigs, there's no obligation to wait at all. Now we're going to talk about that. Does anybody here have a minute to wait between milchigs and fleshigs? What's your minute?
5 minutes.
Yeah, you have such a minute. Anybody else have a minute?
Half hour?
10 minutes.
Half hour? What, Maisha?
No, I was taught half hour.
So half hour? And by most Hungarians, we were taught an hour. Most of us are taught. So, Mi'ikra Din, the Berman Chaim says, Mi'ikra Din, now where these Minhagim come from? We'll talk about them, Mr. Shem. But the Berman Chaim says, the Mi'ikra Din, when Gvina Labas, Ein Sarach L'Shes Klal, there's no din to wait at all with the Milchus of Leishigs. Kim hadocha v'kinuach hapeh. Hadocha v'kinuach hapeh. So a lot of people, they'll do the 5 minute thing or the 10 minute thing, but they won't wash out their mouth and wash their hands. That's not possible. We'll talk about that. Kim hadocha v'kinuach hapeh. Mikra din, all you have to do is to rinse out your mouth and to wash your hands, and you could eat fleshiks. So he says, ki teidah, you should know. Berman Chaim says, even though there's no din to wait between milchis and fleishigs, Berman Chaim says between milchis and fleishigs, vaday, you have to make a bracha achrayna or bench. You have to stop. Kedeshi and misuda lasuda. In other words, the Berman Chaim paskins that you're not allowed to have milchis and fleishigs misuda achas. And the only way to divide it into two different sudas is what? By bracha achrayna or by benching. That now ends akan suda aleph. The milchis is done. Why? I benched. I made a bracha achrayna or I benched. And now I'm beginning the fleshig suda. Vav shekosev amogen avram. Even though the Magen Avram says, this is the Magen Avram we're talking about, he brings yodeh peiteh shein tzarech lahazik b'chaz amazim egvin l'bosim. Mekomokam hama'ayin, this is a fasting b'rman time. He says, mekomokam nevertheless, hama'ayin b'yeredeh asham, or b'teres chayim, klo ayin vav, b'ein of yira, asher vaday tzarech b'chaz amazim, gam ben gvin l'bosim. V'ze boru l'ma'ayin b'emes. So b'rman chayim says, it's clear that if you learn yeredeh carefully, boru l'ma'ayin b'emes, it's clear that you have to make a havsaka, that you have to bench or make a bracha achrayna between milchigs and fleishigs. He said it's clear. Bar. Now listen. Hold on. Bar. Laha ma'ayin be'emes. Lamai said the Chofetz Chaim paskens that you do bench. The Noam Elimelech in Parashas Mishpatim. The Noam Elimelech. Alois Savash Lagdibah Chalagir. The Noam Elimelech over there. So he says, the Chagash Shavuos, he tiru lo nechazal shaloi lahamtin akra agvina hashir, k'mar b'shayim mois hashon. The Noam Elimelech says that there's a kula on Shavuos, that on Shavuos you could have milchigs and then right afterwards fleishigs, not like the rest of the year. What's that? Now, something is coming up over here that we didn't hear about until now. Again, we'll talk much more about this when we do Yerodeya. Not like the rest of the year. Pashtus is, he certainly would agree with the Bir Maim Chaim that generally speaking there needs to be at least a hafsaka of benching. The Mishnah Berurah says that Tzarech Lahafsik on Shavuos, you make a hafsaka with benching between the milchigs and fleishigs. Now what does it say in Yerodei Siman Peites? It doesn't say a word. I mean, you could go there and be Ma'ayin Be'emes. Because the Berman Chaim says through Ryan Bemis. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Bemis Mayan. But if you're ma'ayin bem, it's something I learned your day many years ago. And that's something I learned again and again. And it doesn't say anything there about benching between milk and flesh. What does the Rebbe Chaim mean when he says, Ubar lemisha ma'ayin sham be'emes? So the Satan Rav Chuslan and others said that it means ma'ayin sham be'emes means what be'emes? It means al pi kabbalah. Your day doesn't say that. He says, Ubar lemayin sham be'emes. That you have to make a hafsaka, you have to bench between milk and flesh. The Maita doesn't say that. There's no word like that over the near day. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that there's a hafsaka of benching between milk and flesh. It's a fascinating thing. Now, there are gedolim who bechlal did not hold from the minhag of eating milchis on Shavuos at all. It should be clear that there are gedolim. The most famous is the Teres Chaim on Chulin Teigimu. This is brought down in the Dachi Tshuva. It's brought down in the Dachi Tshuva in Yerideya, in the Peites, over there in Yerideya. What is the bother to his chayim with milchis on Shavuos? What does he have? See, so the Teres Chaim makes a very good point. One of the reasons I can talk about it will take a little bit long, and it's a little bit of a pilpul. But the simple pshat that Teres Chaim says is that of all the Yomim Tovim, we see that Chazal Davke told us stories how the Tanoim and Amoraim were medaktik that Davke on Shavuos you have to eat meat. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef Ilav Hayom that Rav Yosef would prepare not only a piece of flesh but an aglatli, so means the biggest, most expensive piece of meat he would save for Shavuos. Why? You remember, because Rav Yosef would say Ilav Hayom, if not for the day of Shavuos, Kama Yosef Ika B'shuka, there'd be many Yosefs, there'd be many Yosefs in the market. Who would I be? Rashi says, Levati Torah V'Yisrei Mamti, I became Rav Yosef because of Torah. Therefore, how would he celebrate Shavuos? Not time to have fleshiks. He would have the most chosher of fleshiks of the year. He would have to eat on Shavuos. Chazal say that even though there's a machloikis, your blood should be Yeshua in general, by the whole year there's a machloikis. Do you have to have, how do you divide the day? How do you divide Yontif? Is it Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, Kul Hashem, Kul Hashem? How do you celebrate Yontif? But what? By Tzaris, everybody agrees, by Inanami, what? Lachem, Shavuos, you have to have a big suda. Which is itself an interesting kawaii, Dafkan Shavuos, but Inanami Lachem, Nami Lachem. Yom Shinit, Natarli Yisrael. So, the Torah is given, so it's the biggest Yontif. So the Teres Chaim points out that for kid, if you look in Chazal, you see that the Chazal medaktek davke that Shavuos was the biggest fleishigs of all. So now you might think, what? So the Dachi Tshuva brings this down, and he says that the Teres Chaim wants to do away with the minig of eating the milk. I mean, it's an ancient minig to do away with the whole thing. He says we eat fleishigs. So he says this poshut, Dachi Tshuva says this poshut, that you certainly have to have fleshiks, you have to have milchiks, that's the minig, and you have to also have fleshiks. So then, the first thing we would think, so then what's the problem? We have the night, again we're talking if there's one day Shavuos, right? So you have the night, and you have the day. So, the Dachi Tshuva says, so what about milchiks the first night of Shavuos? So he says, well, first of all, the Shagis Ayeh holds that, he says, the Shagis Ayeh holds that the din of Achilas Basa, the din of Simcha Midaraisa is only Shavuos by day. The din of, at night, the din of Simcha of having Basa is Drabanan. So therefore, according to the Shagis Ayeh, what would make the most sense, according to this, would be to have the Milchig's meal at night. Because the din of Simcha Midaraisa, according to the Shagis Ayeh, is only what? By day, Shavuos morning, Shavuos day. The din, there's no din deraisa of having meat, Shavuos by night. Therefore, according to the Shagis Ayeh, perhaps you could say that the minig would be Mekuyim, we would be Mekayim the minig to have the Milchig's meal the first night of Shavuos. However, Dachi Tshuva brings that according to the Magen Avraham and most poskim, the first night of Shavuos is a din of Simcha Midaraisa also, there's a Chim Midaraisa of Simcha, and therefore, the first night of Shavuos, you're obligated to have meat. According to most poskim, the Magen Avraham brings the halacha, the din of Simcha Midaraisa is by the night of Yontif as well. Therefore, you have to have the first night of Shavuos, or any Yontif, you chayef to have, according to the Magen Avraham, you chayef to have meat. Ain't simcha l'vabosa v'yayin. And do you hold it as deraisa? That's the machlokes among Rav Ram, Shai Gesai, and others. Does bosa only mean bosa what? Kachem? Does it mean stam fleishiks? The Sayyid is not going into that now. So according to the Magen Avraham, to have milchis the first night of Shavuos is not an option. It's not an option. So the Dachi Tshuva brings, so what are you supposed to do? So he brings minhag avoysai. The Dachi Tshuva brings the minhag of his ancestors. The Dachi Tshuva is a grandson of the Bnei Salsa. And he brings the minhag of his family, which is the minhag of many, many Jews. He says that minhag is that when you come back from that you, at night, you have a fleishiks meal. That's not a shah. The first night of Shul is a fleishiks meal. The next morning, when you come back early from Shul after learning, he says, then, or whenever you come back from Shul in the morning, if you daven, it could be whatever. When you come back from Shul in the morning, he said the minig is that they would make Kiddush, that the Bnei says they would make Kiddush, and they would have some milchigs without bread, without washing. They'd have some milchigs, they'd make Kiddush, they'd have some milchigs, and then they would make a bracha achrayna on the snack, on the breakfast, they'd make a bracha achrayna, they had Kiddush and milchigs, they'd make a bracha achrayna, and he says then they would wait be'erech shah, approximately an hour, and they would have the suda, they would eat the fleishig suda. They would wait and they would have the fleishig suda. That was the minig that he says that he saw by the mishpacha. Which I think many, many people have that minig. That's what my father, Solgazon Zayin, does, and that's what I do. That when I come back in the morning to make kiddush and to have
cheesecake.
Not cheesecake, to have, no, some ice cream. and you know, teach you whatever you like. So my wife, they all have cheesecake, I don't have that. To have some ice cream, and then to go to rest a little bit, and then afterwards, whatever it is, at 11:30, 12 o'clock, when the women make the suda, then to have the flesh of the suda. Can we be mekayim? Now the question is, so why can't we just be mekayim this minute of having milk is like the second day? So, remember, the second day is the whole day. The second day is Jerubanan, right? So if you want to be Mekan Dominic to have Milchis on Shavuos, on the Ikka day of Shavuos, it means on the first day. But it's understood that there are some people that they'll only do that by the second day. We're not talking here, Dominicans, I'm not talking about the Deraisa, we're not talking about the Reset. We saw that there were Tzaddikim that didn't have Milchis. The Tzaddikim did not have Milchis on Shavuos. So if you have on the second day, and that's what the custom is by your house, that they make a suda's milchis on the second night of Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos, you don't get involved in that to make trouble with that. But the question is on the first day, if you want to be mekayim the minig, the Dachi Tshuva says this is the way he saw by the tzaddikim to be mekayim the minig, after davening, make kiddush, have something that's milchis, and then afterwards to have a fleishig meal. Yeah.
Or no, our own minhag, or like
what's what? Well,
let my minhag is to eat milchis at night and fleishiks at lunch.
Besides, so again, there are those. The Dachi Tshuva brings are those who would disagree with that, but according to Shai Gesai, it wouldn't seem to be an issue.
Right.
There are those who disagree. But if you have a minhag like that, then that's what they. Then if that's from the father, from the Zayda, then they were holy people. They did what they saw, and that's okay. Whatever you saw by whatever you saw by their family, that's what they did. That's fine. Yeah, Doug.
So they're doing the same thing, but at night, meaning, milk extra.
Milchig's the first night?
And then a break, and then a flesh exuda.
Milchig's at night? I mean, not to wash? To make kiddush and to have some milchig's?
Make kiddush, milchig's. Why not wash? Whatever.
Then if you wash, then you have to make a hafsaka. I never saw anybody do that. That's what your father did?
I don't remember. Uh-huh. I'm saying he wanted to have a suda Friday night. He wanted to have a fleishig suda. So you have a fleishig, why not basically the same thing you're doing in the morning, why not do it at night?
You could. I don't know, I don't see why not. I'll bring the interesting thing in a second, and maybe why there would be a difference between the night and the day. But if you remember such a minhag, I just never saw that. But I don't see, I'll be svara, I don't see why there would be any difference. He just said this is what he saw.
Right.
This is what he saw by the family, but it's, I don't know if there'd be any difference. Maybe because they do, because making hafsak at night and people, it's very late, and maybe that's why they don't want to have to start to wait. Because he said they would wait erech shah, right? They would wait almost an hour. So what do you want to wait at night to make a fleishig suda? So they didn't wait. So probably that's why they do it during the day, because then you could wait an hour. And anyway, everybody is going to rest a little bit, so that's probably how that developed. But there would be no difference in Svar. You do it at night. What does Svar do? Yeah, so we kind of a minute to have Milchis on Shavuos. But what do they do with the Sfaradim?
Same as the Hungarians.
Yeah. What? Also to have the Kiddush? Like the Daka Tshuva?
Wait, and then...
And the Tav. I think probably that's most common. Both meals on the first day Yom Tov? No, absolutely not. Wait a minute, there's no such thing. No, for that you already can make a fight for that. Yeah, for that it's already not Kedai to have Shalom Bayis. For that already we can go to business. You're a very nice wife, there's not going to be a problem. Just say that I think that we have to try to change this a little bit, and it's not going to be a problem. You get us some flowers for shoes. Very easy. Elav, Hayom, Akamamoshi, Yikid, Shukatala. Let me just bring an interesting thing. We'll end just a very fascinating thing. This goes back to what David raised, the issue of at night. I saw from Ramesha Savrana was a Talmud. He was by the Rebbe of Baruch Meshbitzer, and he was by the Kedushas Levi. He was a Goy in Oilam. This Ramesha Savrana was a big tzaddik. And I saw it brought down in his name that Ramosha Savrana, listen to this, David. He said that the din is davke, that by night, the night he davke ate the Suda's Cholov by night. Ramosha Savrana ate the Suda, the Milchik Suda he ate at night, and then he had fleshies in the morning. Why? What kind of thing is that? So he said that the Gemara says in Psochem Daf Mem Tes, Am Ha'aretz Osu Lechol Basa. The Amharis is forbidden to eat meat because they don't know what they're doing. So we didn't get the Torah till the next morning. She says, since Kabbalah's Torah was on the morning, but by the morning of Shavuos, not at night. At night we still had a din of an Amharis. Amharis is also Lech HaBasa. Therefore, Rav Moshe Savrana ate the Milchi Sudavk at night, because at night you're an Amharis, and only by Shavuos day is Kabbalah's Torah, and Shavuos day you become a Talmud Chacham, that you're already worthy of being able to eat fleshik. And he brings the Sefer Tevis, but it says what? The Zois HaChaya Asher Tochelu. This, that's the to eat meat. The Zos HaChaya, this is the meat, Asher Tochelu. He says, the final four letters spell the word Torah. Zos HaChaya Asher Tochelu. That only a person who's a Ben Torah is allowed to eat meat. And Amarj is also Lechel. Zos HaChaya Asher Tochelu. The last letters spell Torah. So he had a minute to eat, Davka the Milchi's meal at night. It's a fascinating thing. To eat the Milchi's meal at night. But that goes back maybe to what I was saying. There was some tzaddikim that had such a minute to eat the Milchi's meal at night. Let me just end with, because we want to end with the Inyan of Gula, that there's a reason for eating Milchi's that's brought down in the Sefer, Shem Yishimon, the Chubas, Shem Yishimon. Now you know, Dovra Melch's yard site is Shavuos. Now, the halacha is, in general, ein aninus b'yontiv, that if God forbid someone dies on yontiv, you eat meat, there's no din of aninus on yontiv, and you wait, and then you take care of the maize. But there's no halachas of aninus or avelus on yontiv, right? So you can eat meat and drink wine, there's no din of aninus. But the Shem Yishimon brings down that he heard from tzaddikim that there's an exception to the din. When it comes to a melech or a nasi, Shemais, the king or the prince of the Jewish people, dies, then the halach of Aninus is even on Yantiv. You hear this? So David HaMelech died on Shavuos, so therefore all of Am Yisrael had a din of Aninus on Yantiv, but they were also to eat Basa. You're not allowed to eat meat when you're in Aynin. Since the Melech died, David HaMelech's Yatzeit is on Shavuos, we commemorate the Shavuos of David HaMelech, that we have a minig, that what? To eat Milchigs on Shavuos, because an Aynin is also the Basa. So we remember the Yatzeit of David HaMelech by having Milchigs on Shavuos, because all of Klai Yisrael, in a certain way, we are missing David HaMelech. There's an Aninus of David HaMelech who died on Shavuos, and we express that by having Melechings. Another reason that some of you might have seen is brought down in the Sfarim is that the day that Basya pulled Moshe Rabbeinu out of the water was Vav Sivan, was Shavuos. And you remember that she tried, that she wanted to give milk, and Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't drink from a guy. milk. So that's why he had to bring. She had to bring Yocheved to give milk from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? So Chazal say that the peh, that mouth that's going to have the Shechina speak to it, is not going to have the milk of a goy. So there are others that say, I don't remember I saw this, but there are others that say that's another reason why to have milchigs on Shuas, to remember that Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out on Vav Sivan, and Moshe Emes v'Teiroso Emes, and that each and every one of us, the Shechina, we should be worthy, that the Shechina should be able to speak through our mouths, and that our mouths should be pure and should be holy to be able to speak words of Torah. So we have a shidduch between Moshe Rabbeinu and David Malka Mashiach. You know that Mashahoya Hushiyya Moshe Mashiach, David Mashiach, we should be zeichah for Mashiach Tzekeinu. May be Amen.